Hello, and welcome to another in a series of award-winning Financially Fit podcasts brought to you by the New Jersey Society of Certified Public Accountants. Today's podcast is on battling bank fees. With us is Noah Rosenfarb. Mr. Rosenfarb is the Managing Director of Freedom Wealth Advisors. He is a CPA and a personal financial specialist. Noah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us, what are the typical fees that banks charge for their services?
Well, there's three common bank fees that make up the bulk of banks' fees, and they're monthly account fees or minimum balance fees. That's one type of fee, and usually that's just going to be based on how much money you need to have in the account. The second most popular fee is an overdraft protection fee, and that's if the bank processes a payment on your behalf when you don't have the money in your account, they'll charge you an overdraft fee. And then the third most popular fee is an ATM fee for when you use an ATM card. Some banks may charge it at their own branch, but most do not. Most banks still would charge a fee if you withdraw money from an ATM at another bank's branch. There's always special fees like wire transfer fees or inactivity fees, and then there's a whole bunch of unique fees that you may be charged based on particular circumstances. But those first three fees, the monthly account fee or the minimum balance fee, the overdraft protection fee, and the ATM fee, those are the three most popular.
Okay. And what can these fees add up to, say, in a month?
I've read somewhere that about 2% of banking customers account for more than 40% of all fee revenue.
Wow.
And so for those customers that are below their minimum balance, having overdraft problems, taking money out of ATMs from a convenient bank that doesn't happen to be their type of bank, they're going to be paying significantly charges monthly. So, you know, I've seen some clients that have come in and they might be paying $100 or $200 a month in fees. Generally, it's because either they're not paying attention or they have major financial issues and they can't get themselves out of a hole.
Now, when you first open an account, are these fees negotiable? Can you ask to have them waived?
You could certainly ask, but I think more common is to design an account that's going to fit with your needs. And so most banks have a wide variety of types of accounts, aside from just savings accounts or checking accounts, which are kind of the two main divisions of bank accounts. Then they have no interest checking accounts or interest checking accounts. They have no interest savings accounts and interest-bearing savings accounts. They have checking with online bill pay included, and they have, you know, checking accounts without online bill pay. They have savings accounts where you can write up to 10 checks a month, but no more. So the idea is you should go and meet with a banker, figure out what it is that you need this bank account for. Are you going to be using it for online bill payments? Are you just going to be using it to set some money aside for a future date? How much money are you comfortable keeping in that account on a monthly basis? And once you design the account based on how you'll use it, you should be able to avoid most of these common fees.
Now, are there alternatives where you can save on the fees, like online banking or credit unions, things of that nature?
Yeah, I think, you know, right now you could compare a physical bank location with an online bank or a credit union with, you know, your local branch. And again, the key is knowing what it is that you're going to use the account for and making sure that the fees that they'll charge are going to be reasonable given the services you're asking of them. Online banking tends to offer higher interest rates on savings and checking accounts because they have lower infrastructure costs. So if that's something that's important to you is getting interest on your balance, then an online bank can make great sense.
Okay. Now, is there some resource or someplace people can go, whether it's a publication or online, where they can shop around for a bank and compare, you know, apples to apples as far as different fees?
No, you know, surprisingly, when I looked to do some internet research on this topic for our podcast, and I typed in, you know, compare banks on Google, you don't get a comparison shop like you do maybe for mortgage rates or for some other types of products, like when you're getting a credit card. So that sounds to me like the best bet is for the consumer to kind of go around their neighborhood, see what the local branches are that would be convenient for them, maybe compare two or three, and then look online, either through a credit union that you may participate in or a company like ING or another online bank, where, you know, if they have good interest rates and that's something that you're interested in, that might be the best bet. But it doesn't look like the legwork's getting done for you online.
Okay. So physically go to the bank, feel it out, talk to the people there, ask friends and family, and, you know, do the usual due diligence.
Yeah, there's really, unfortunately, it doesn't appear like there's a shortcut online yet. Maybe that's something someone will come up with soon.
Okay. Well, great, Noah. Thanks for this information.
I appreciate giving it to you.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's Financially Fit podcast. To learn more about other financial issues, please visit the NJS CPA's consumer website at www.moneymattersnj.com. That's www.moneymattersnj.com.